I can't.
Do you have a direct dial number?
Yes, I have my cell phone.
Well, why don't you and I, work with that? Because I call, every time I call this particular number, nobody's available. They always say, the automatic attendant says, there's nobody available at this time. Well, that's no fun. So anyway, I sent you an email. Did you see it?
Yeah, I did. That you were asking me how much is my monthly payment for the management of the site.
Right.
So it is included for the next whole year and the price that I gave you. So the one year
for free. I saw that. But it didn't. It the wording. There could be maintenance. There could be.
The maintenance is both are the same for me, because in the maintenance, whatever changes that you want, what management is required, if you need to add anything during that process, or if you need to delete anything, you just let us know. We'll take care of that for you.
Well, yeah, but you can't do it for free.
That is for free. That is included in the package that I gave you.
Yeah, but Thomas, how long have you been doing this? How long have you been doing it?
It's been like 8 years.
Okay. It makes no sense. Mathematically, economically, you build a website for somebody, and then you're gonna manage it for free for a year? I don't think so.
Because that is a part of the plan. Like the package that you're paying, that $1,000 that you're paying for, that includes that maintenance, and I've mentioned that in the email.
No, I saw that. I don't believe it.
But I've sent it already. Like I have said it. I've stated that in the email. So that means like you have to believe it. I'm offering you that.
Yeah, I hear you. But look, I mean, this is not my first website.
Okay.
There are things that happen. There are changes. So do I have CMS?
Yeah, of course. You have the CMS, okay. The content management system. The whole credentials will be provided to you.
Okay. So are you not worried that I'll limit? In other words, are there some limits on that CMS? I mean,
yeah,
I could do it and really screw things up.
Well, Ken, I don't know what company that you were dealing with the other time. And right now, what we offer is the ownership rights. You're paying a one-time cost. Otherwise, I would have charged you a monthly payment if there was limitations. You're purchasing the website on a one-time cost, so that means that you own the rights for the website. So if you don't have the credentials of the site, that means that we'll charge you a monthly payment. But here, I'm charging you a one-time cost, so I have to offer you the ownership rights. That includes the CMS.
Okay. So Thomas, you've been doing this a lot longer than me. So if you build a website for Mr. Smith,
yeah.
He goes in there and screws everything up because he doesn't know what he's doing, and now he's got a mess on his hands. So he calls you guys. How much do you charge per hour to fix it?
No, we don't. We won't charge per hour. He'll give you a one-time cost of whatever change that you need on that, and we'll fix that for you. You pay that, and that's it.
Okay, so what's a range?
Around $100 or $150.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when people go in and screw up their own website, they call you guys, and for, $100, $150, you'll go in and fix it.
We'll fix the problem. But if you need the whole revamp of the site, like the site does not look good, if that's some like minor changes to it, then we'll fix that for like $100 or $150. But if it needs a whole revamp, then you got to pay like $600-$700. For redesigning the whole website from scratch.
Yeah, well, we're not talking about a redesign in this example. No, I understand. I'm not saying you're wrong. A redesign, absolutely. Okay. I'm you know, taking notes. I'm interested, very interested. I just have to decide, you know, what do I want to do here? You're not the problem. I'm the problem right now because I'm not sure which direction I want to go.
But you already told me that what sort of website that you need, and the Happy Tail Puppy, if you told me about it.
But I may go in a totally different direction.
Okay.
I don't know that I can work that out with these people. I'm not sure I can. I mean, I'm trying to get them together to give me an answer that says, yeah, go ahead. We don't have any problem. Go with it. Then we got a deal. If they say, well, we don't like you doing that. We don't want you doing that. Then I got to do something else. And you're not the problem.
Of course not.
I got to try to work this out. So,
okay.
You know, let's talk again. Give me over the weekend to try to resolve these issues. And, you know, you can call me Monday afternoon. Yeah, I shouldn't be all that busy. Monday mornings are terrible. You know that.
Yeah, you told me that. You don't want to talk on Monday morning.
But when it's 3 o'clock my time, it's only 1 o'clock your time. Actually,
yeah.
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock. Pacific. You're in Pacific.
So, you know, by the time you get back from lunch on Monday, you could call me, see where I'm at. And why don't you? I want to do this.
Sure.
I need to do something. But I'm trying to get some commitments out of people. Like, look, can I do this or not? You know?
Sure, of course you can do this. Come on.
Not you. You're not the problem. I'm not saying you.
I'm not saying that. I'm talking about your business. Like you can do this. Like if you have thought about it, you should do it. Like it's a risk. Every business is a risk. If you don't take risk.
No, that's not it. That's not it. Thomas, this is my family that owns Happy Tail Puppies.
Yeah.
They're gonna see me as a competitor.
Okay.
If I don't handle this just right, and they see me as a competitor, we can't do it. I have to do something. I have to get away from puppies and do something else. But I've got other ideas. Puppies isn't my only idea.
Sounds good.
So call me. Let me work this, and then you call me. And if I can call you, text me a cell phone. If I can call you, I may have answers later today or over the weekend. You decide.
Whenever you have answers, either you can call me back on this number or you can just send me an email. I would prefer email.
Okay. Email's fine. Okay.
Perfect.
All right. Thanks,
Ken.
Thanks, Colin. Thank you.
No worries. Bye.